So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Kamitzvah Saben Ala'av, Anashim Chayavin, Benashim Peturis. Only men are obligated in the responsibilities that the Torah requires of parents. On the other hand, both men and women are obligated in the responsibilities the children must perform for their parents. The Mishnah continues, only men are obligated to perform time-bound positive commandments, and women are exempt. However, both men and women are obligated in all other positive commandments which are not time-bound. Furthermore, both men and women are obligated in all negative commandments, whether they are time-bound or not. With the exception of these three mitzvahs, which apply only to men, the prohibition against shaving the corners of the head and the beard, and for a kohen to become impure. The Gemara explains that Mitzvah HaBen Ala'av refers to Kol Mitzvah HaBen HaMutelas Alo Ha'av Lasos L'Bnoi, the obligations of a father to perform for his son, and are delineated in the following brisa, and the sources are provided by the Gemara as follows. Ha'av Chayev B'Bnoi L'Moyle, the father is obligated to circumcise his son, as the Pasuk says, V'Yim L'Avram Es Yitzchak B'Bnoi, and this commandment is L'Dayres incumbent upon all future generations as well, because Kol Mokim Shenem Ritzav Ene Elaziris Miyad U'L'Dayres. The expression tzav indicates a permanent obligation. However, a mother is not obligated, as the pasuk continues, "Kasher tziva oisai elikim oisai b'loy oisa." Furthermore, heichad uloy mole avua mechayev beidin lemimale. If the father did not fulfill his obligation, bezdin must ensure that the son is circumcised, as the pasuk says, "Himoy lochem kol zachar." Otherwise, mechayev ihu lemimal nafshe. He is personally obligated to have a bris as an adult, as the pasuk says. The Brisa continues, Lifdaisai, he must redeem his firstborn son, as the Pasuk says, Kol b'char b'necha tifte. However, b'necha v'le b'nei secha, he does not redeem his daughter. Hechad loy parke avua, b'chayiv ihu l'mifrake. If his father did not redeem him, he is obligated to redeem himself, as the Pasuk says, Padoi tifte. The Gemara now establishes why women are exempt. Women are not obligated to redeem themselves because the pasuk says, "Tifta, you shall redeem," which can also be read, "Tipada, you shall become redeemed." Therefore, we expound both meanings and compare them. Tifta tifada kol shachir mitzuvim lifdaisai mitzuva lifdaisis atzmai. Only someone who is redeemed by others is obligated to redeem himself, and since daughters are not redeemed, they're not obligated to redeem themselves. It also follows that ihi lay mifkada. Women are not obligated to redeem their sons, because the same comparison teaches us, only one who is obligated to redeem himself is commanded to redeem others. Since women are not obligated to redeem themselves, they're not obligated to redeem their sons. The Gemara establishes the relative weight of these obligations. Who lifteis, uvenoi lifteis, hu kaidim livnoi. His pidyon takes precedence. Rabbi Huda Imer, benoi kaidmai. His son's pidyon takes precedence. The obligation to redeem him was primarily his father's, while the obligation to redeem his son is primarily his. The Gemara explains, Eben agrees that if he can only afford to redeem one of them, he must redeem himself, because mitzvah de gufei adifa. His personal obligation has preference. However, the machlekes is where he has an additional 5 slum worth of property that he sold before his son was born. Rabbi Huda holds, Milva dechsiv b'tayra kiksuv b'shtar damya. A Torah obligation has the strength of a documented loan, and his property is mortgaged to the obligation of his own pidyon. Therefore, b'hani chamish park livrei, v'az l'kayin v'tarif le'lachamish m'shabadim l'didei. He redeems his son with the 5 coins he has, and the kayin may then seize the property as payment for the father's redemption. However, the Chacham maintained milvad dechsev by rights of lav kiksuv b'shtar damya. A Torah obligation does not have the strength of a documented loan, and his property is not mortgaged to this obligation. Therefore, since he can only redeem one of them with the money he has, mitzvah de gufei adif, his own obligation has preference. The Gemara addresses a similar scenario. Liftis es benoi, v'lalis l'regel. Paideh es benoi, v'achakach oil l'regel. Paideh ben takes precedence over traveling to the Beis HaMikdash for Yom Tov, Because the pasuk first says, "Kol b'char b'necha tiften," only afterwards, "B'lo yiro upon the reikim." However, Behuda, I'm oil the regal v'achyach paydes b'nai. Ali the regal takes preference because zu mitzvah iveres, v'zu mitzvah she'ino iveres. He can only perform this mitzvah now, while he can always redeem his son later. The Gemara cites a brisa that defines a b'char that must be redeemed. One must redeem the firstborn son from every one of his wives. Because a bechor is the child who opened his mother's womb. As the pasuk says, and the child need not be righteous oinoi, his firstborn son. The brisa continues, he must teach his son Torah, as the pasuk says, furthermore, if his father doesn't teach him, he must teach himself. As the pasuk says, however, one is not obligated to teach his daughters. Additionally, women are not obligated to teach themselves Torah, because the pasuk says, you shall learn, and it is read, you shall teach. Therefore, we expound both meanings and compare them. Only someone who must be taught Torah is obligated to learn Torah. It therefore follows that women are not obligated to teach their sons, because the same comparison teaches us only those who are obligated to learn Torah are obligated to teach it. The Gemara establishes the relative weight of these obligations. If he doesn't have sufficient funds for both of them, his obligation to learn takes preference over teaching his son. However, if his son shows greater aptitude than his father, his learning takes preference, as Rashi explains, Yilmud b'noi, v'hu yatriach achar mezoynis v'yaspekena. His son should learn, and he should toil to support him. The Gemara cites a braisa that discusses the relative obligations of Torah study and marriage. Lilmud Torah v'lisa isha. One should learn before marrying. However, when necessary, he may marry and then learn. The Gemara rules halacha noisa isha va'achkach yilmud Torah. One should marry first. However, Yochanan objected, rechaim b'tzavor v'yask b'Torah. One cannot learn properly with the yoke of parnasa upon him. The Gemara explains, v'loi pligi halan b'halahu. Rashi explains, B'nei Bavo should be Noisi Isha V'achakach Yilmud Torah. They should marry first, because Hayaholchen B'gerson B'Eretz Yisrael. They go away from home to learn in Eretz Yisrael, where they will not be distracted by their family's needs. And once married, Hava B'lo here, they will thereby be spared from impure thoughts. However, B'nei Eretz Yisrael should be Yilmud Torah V'achakach Yisi Isha. They should learn first, because Lemdim B'mkaimam, they learn locally, and if they marry first, they'll be preoccupied with their families. Taisa says the opposite. B'nei Bavel should be Yilmud Torah v'achkach Yisisha. They cannot marry first and leave their families to learn in Eretz Yisrael. Plus, they're anim and will not be able to support their families while away learning. However, B'nei Eretz Yisrael should be Noisi Isha v'achkach Yilmud Torah. Since they learn locally, they should marry first to learn Torah b'tahara. Plus, they are a shirim who can support their families while learning. The Gemara discusses the proper age for marriage. Ben Esam Shana b'lei Nasi Isha kol yamav b'hira avera. If someone remains unmarried at 20, he will constantly entertain impure thoughts. Additionally, Ad Chav Shana Yeshav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzapel Adam Masa Yisi Isha. Kivin Shegiya Chav V'Lei Nasa Oymer Tipach Atzmaisav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for someone to marry until age 20. The Gemara discusses the proper age to educate one's children. Adidach Al Tzavri Devrech. Reprove your son while he still heeds your authority. As the Pasuk says, Chaneich Lanar Al Pidarkei. And Rashi explains, Derech shekol yomav yehei misnag boy, guide him on a path that he can always follow. This is either mishitzer v'ad esem v'tarti, between the ages 16 to 22, v'amr lo mitam nisrei ad esem v'arba, or from 18 to 24.